Watch Detransitioner Chloe Cole Explain Transgenderism by Neil Monroe on July 28, 2023. GOP legislators invited a victim of the transgender ideology on Thursday to show and tell the damage it has done to young women. The pro-transgenderism Democratic legislators were forced to listen as Chloe Cole described how she fell into the ideology as she struggled with puberty, and how she escaped, or detransitioned. The transgender industry claims only about 1% of self-claimed transgender people exit the movement. But the numbers are rising fast as Cole and other detransitioners help each other youths and their frightened parents escape the movement's social and business pressure on teenagers and youths. Cole also comforted a witness invited by Democrats. The Democrats' witness, Miriam Reynolds, is helping her daughter to live as a boy. Reynolds had earlier told the committee, "I'm honored to be here today to give my testimony and tell you the story of my incredible, female, child. He recently became an adult and I will still refer to him as a child. His name is Cameron and he is 18 years old. He recently graduated from high school and is embarking on adulthood with a gap year before college. Cameron told us he was transgender when he was 11 years old. He was clearly dealing with something that we didn't know what it was or how to help him. But then he told us. My husband and I had the same instinct to tell him that we love him no matter what and always will be there for him. We knew we needed to affirm him from our years in working with foster youth. We thought he was a tomboy. He refused to wear anything pink or girly. Was the only girl on the boys' football team for many years. But trends were always boys. There were a lot of signs looking back. As parents, all we really want for our children is for them to be happy and healthy. Prior to receiving gender-affirming care and socially transitioning, my child was not happy and was not able to be his true self." Cole responded graciously. "Ms. Reynolds is scared for her child. I don't think anybody in this room hates her. In fact, I see my own mother and my own father in her, and that clearly she really loves her child. And she's doing the best with what she's been given. And unfortunately, it's not much, and for that I'm sorry. Every parent deserves the utmost grace and guidance on how to help their child. That being said, I don't wish for her to have the same result as I did. I don't wish for anybody to regret transition or detransition. It is incredibly difficult. It comes with its own difficulties, and it's not easy. And I hope that your child gets to have a happy and fulfilling adult life." When asked if the healthcare system failed her, Cole responded, "On every single level." Democrats ignored her testimony, in part, because few politicians look good on TV if they are quizzing a young woman who has just cried in front of a camera.